Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip welcomed Friday an order by the United Nations top court for Israel to take measures to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza, although some questioned whether the Israeli government would implement the order. The order included opening more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and other supplies into the war-ravaged enclave. The International Court of Justice issued Thursday two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa, accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its military campaign. The Syrian army says Israeli airstrikes near the northern city of Aleppo have killed and wounded several people and caused damage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition war monitor, said Israeli strikes hit missile depots for Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group in a southern suburb of Aleppo and a nearby town that houses a military facility, killing 36 Syrian troops, 7 Hezbollah fighters, and a Syrian member of an Iran-backed group and wounding dozens more people. This is VOA News. A Russian state news agency says 9 people have been detained by Tajikistan State Security Service over suspected contact.